Welcome back, you beautiful band of barefoot quantum renegades, to the PRQ Homesteading Expanded radio show, live here on BBS Radio. I am your host, Ra Ben, and I'm still rolling with the flow, still barefoot in the mud, or you might say the snow. Still convinced the universe is giggling with us, that's for sure. And sitting in the co-pilot seat, glowing like a human sunrise, is the one and only Shane Pops, spiritual being of light, professional vibe raiser, and the only man I know who can hug a fence post and make it feel loved.
Hello, everybody. How are y'all? Thank you, Robin. Thank you, BBS Radio.
So Shane and I, we're just not moving dirt and stacking logs, are we, Shane? We're just consciously swimming in the quantum field. The invisible ocean of pure potential is the same field that physics say responds to observation. So our thoughts, our emotions, our clear intentions are not only inside our heads, they are ripples moving through the field itself. Every seed we plant with gratitude, every fence post we set with sovereignty, we are literally collapsing infinite possibilities into one coherent reality, a living, breathing homestead that feeds our bodies and remembers our spirits. Consciousness and the quantum field are not two things, they are one. We are in the field, awake and choosing our own personal journeys. And when the system comes for what we've created, whether it's a bankruptcy, in case, like my case, my journey, or you stop paying the taxes and they're now coming to take your land, or you get arrested for standing up for your rights. Remember this, you are the quantum field. In those moments, we don't shrink or become victims. We drop fully into our heart center, barefoot on the soil, and from the coherent heart center, we hold the unwavering intention. This land, this life, this frequency is sovereign. The field doesn't see court papers, tax liens, or handcuffs. It only recognizes the powerful, loving signal we broadcast from our hearts. We declare the new reality, and the old timelines simply dissolve as we, the quantum field itself, observe and choose freedom from the heart center. And with that being said, Shane, can you share the caller lines?
Yes. First, I want to say everything you're talking about is everything that I experience daily and practice daily. And I enjoy it. And it's just part of my life and has become everything to me, helping others become aware, activate them. And so, no, it is a beautiful thing to discuss. It's a beautiful experiences that we can discuss with others that are ready to hear it. You know, it's not our place to force others to hear it. And it can be a journey of loneliness. It can be a journey of isolation. And on this journey, it can be a bit emotionally challenging. It is part of the process. And I just want everyone that may be going through this to understand that we are with you. You can call into this show, even though it's about homesteading. You can call in here and we can discuss things with you. If you're listening now and you want to call in and kind of describe a situation that you're going through, if it's with homesteading or if it's with just experiencing these aha moments, these sporadic moments in the quantum field that you are creating outside from within yourself, you know, Whatever is going on within yourself, you can create it instantly into the field outside of you. It's just up to you to be in the moment and be aware and to see those divine breadcrumbs that source God puts in our path in that moment that can help us get to where we're wanting to get to. So with that, I just want to say, hello, everybody, we are with you in heart. We are here from heartfelt source energy, from God energy, from the frequency of love and authenticity is very, very important. We have to be authentic on this journey. And if we're doing anything that's not authentic and of our highest excitement, it will affect us and our reality instantly. So it's an emotional journey, and I just want everyone out there to know that we are going through it still. There's never an end to it. You can get more emotionally, you can get having more strength in your emotional reactions to outside things that could outside of yourself that could create an experience that you don't prefer. And if you can just learn to look at it from a loving place and say, okay, I understand that this is just an experience for me to realize, and it is an experience. Now I command spirit to show me how I can collapse this timeline instantly from my heart without harming others or without creating more destruction in this specific experience. It will happen. It'll come to you. And it's up to us to stay in the moment and see when those opportunities arise. And it is, we are here with you in heart and in the collective field. And we just want you to know we do love you and care about you. And with that being said, please call in today if you're listening. If you have something that you want to share, please call in to us. If it has something to do with your homesteading, if it just has something to do with life, and you feel like no one can understand you, we're here for you. So please call in at 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. And if you're out of country, we love to hear from you. Call in at 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. You can also email us at prqhomestead13@gmail.com with any questions that you may have. Please feel free to subscribe to our show. We love you. Even if you don't subscribe, even if you're not in a place to subscribe, but subscriptions are welcome. It's how we get your information. It's how we connect. It's how we unite. So please feel free to call to donate to our show. We have a donation button if you need it. Robin, can you explain to everyone where it's at so we can help families, small families that don't have right now, and we do donate to others. So we do appreciate any and everyone listening and connecting with us right now.
Yes, it's a donation button to help others that are in need. And as I told you a few weeks ago, the beautiful lady Allie out in the Midwest with her situation with the furnace, and it is warming up out this way. And I haven't touched base with her in regard to whether the HE, I think it's HEAP, which is the company that handles that, has corrected the situation. Maybe she'll call in and share it with us. I'm sure she's listening. So I'm going to go on. Thank you, everyone, so much for participating. And as you all know, this episode is once again sponsored by NanoOGIS, the future of wellness in one innovative formula, backed by science, powered by nature, and crafted with integrity. NanoOGIS delivers high-frequency nourishment your body can actually absorb. It elevates your energy, clarity, and resilience naturally. Check them out at nanoogis.net and use our promo code PRQHOME15 for the 15% off. And that's not just on your first order, it's all orders. They have a scientific page where you can learn about, actually, a learn tab where you can learn about the scientific information. And there are live testimonials. So check it out. Again, it's www.nanoogis.net. Okay, just a small disclaimer. The content this radio show is based on is our own personal experiences and research, and does not constitute professional, legal, financial, or medical advice. So I'm going to jump right in, Shane, if it's okay with you. I want to kind of share an experience I had this week. after my 341 meeting, and I'm going to kind of dive into that. So this is kind of a part two to last week's show. I shared with everyone that I was getting ready for the 341, and I shared what the 341 is in regard to chapter 13. And I talked very highly of the bankruptcy system. But no, I don't want to say but because that puts limitations. And let's say, and I found out some things about the bankruptcy federal court here in Western Michigan. So I had a conversation with a friend, and his name, I'm not going to give his name, but I'll give his initials, BK. And I know you're listening. And I told him about what happened to me in my 341 meeting. And we were texting, and he came back with this little blip. Well, I wish you luck. I don't want to pop your balloon, but when you bought your house, the lending institute that lent you the money to buy it expected you to pay them back with interest, of course. That's how they make their money. And at the time, you didn't have the 110 in cash to buy it, so you borrowed it from someone. Well, that someone is the bank, actually Mortgage One, that had the money to loan you. I'm sure when you were buying your place, you were grateful to get financed and had a place to move into instead of renting and throwing your money away on rent. That is for sure. And I was very grateful. And I was excited and so happy that I was purchasing my own home after a split up with a 9-year relationship. So this was a beautiful, and I was homeless for a little while. I was living with a friend, but I managed to create this for myself, and it was wonderful. And I don't deny what he's saying. He's absolutely right. But you can't expect the bank that lent you the money to buy the home not to try to get the money back that they loaned you without a fight. If they gave in and just signed off on your loan, they probably wouldn't be in business for that long. Believe me, I'm hoping you can pull it off. There's nothing to pull off, BK, okay? And it would be absolutely 100% in your corner of what you said, but there was no money lent. And I know that. And maybe this is why I am where I am right now. When I did my homestead, I did the process. I got a low deal title. I got all the papers registered, and I have a low deal title of my federal land here. Okay, and I went and I stopped paying my mortgage without learning about what the mortgage documents were about. So I'm finding out, as Mama would say, you're gonna learn the hard way, and she was right. And I'm okay with that because this is a journey, this is an experience, but the stuff that I'm finding out is going to help others for sure. So on that note, there is a gentleman that I follow on YouTube. And so BK, I hope you're listening because I know you didn't listen to my last show. We did have a little trouble with the link. So to those of you that are listening, and I sent the link out to you and it didn't work, I'll get it back out to you guys. Okay, so we're going to start with the first audio, and this is from Nicholas Burns. He's on YouTube. He has a class that he teaches, and it is called Fund Yourself Academy. I think it's like $34 a month, where he teaches you consumer law. He teaches you about the UCC codes, and he also has a mentorship and personalized help program one-on-one. So, BBS, if you could play that audio, greatly appreciate it.
Lawful money is not anything issued by the Federal Reserve. And it only includes gold and silver coins, treasury notes, and treasury bonds. Okay? Lawful money stands in contrast to fiat money, in which the government assigns value, although it has no intrinsic value of its own. And it is not backed by reserves.
Okay, and that being said, on a couple shows back, we talked about how the signature creates the value. All right. I went through that whole show with everyone. And if you haven't listened, it's in the archives. Feel free to go back. I do believe it was a couple weeks ago. And Nicholas is explaining about the fake money. It's not real, people. It's not real. And it's so crazy how we are so attached to it. And our friend told us that people don't do things. They don't create things because they think they can't do anything without the fake money. So, on that note, let's hear the second audio.
Lawful money stands in contrast to fiat money, in which the government assigns value, although it has no intrinsic value of its own, and it is not backed by reserves. Fiat money includes legal tender, such as paper money, checks, drafts, and bank notes. Okay? So, the Constitution says that lawful money is only gold and silver coin, and this is in Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution.
Okay, so definitely check out his website. He's got a lot of great information. He talks about the birth certificate, everything. And for those people that are out there saying, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. And there's a lot of people. I saw it all last week of all the people that are waking up. And mostly here in Michigan, it's around the property taxes. Okay, so people are starting to rise up. And the more that people wake up and we come together and unite in changing these systems, instead of sitting back and being quiet and waiting for something to happen, like, you know, like Nasara Jasara, and things are just going to drop into your lap. It's not going to happen until we start making the changes. And that's just how it is, folks. And if you're sitting around waiting for a savior or money to drop, fake money to drop into your lap, you're going to be waiting a long time. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with everyone.
Would you talk about Michigan? You know, we got Kimberly on line one from Michigan wanting to talk.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't even have the chat open. Okay. Let's bring in Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. How are you today? Happy Heart Day to both of you.
Yeah. Heartfelt vibes. Heartfelt vibes.
Yeah. Thanks for taking the call. I had spoken with you a little bit earlier this week, and we had shared, just maybe we should share some of the things that are going on that aren't necessarily always the happiest to experience. So just coming forward to just bring my story forward a little bit more, just as a context and reference, the county on Michigan here that I'm on basically is coming after three of my three properties under accepted land patents. And basically all three simultaneously, I've done everything to defend myself. There were show cause hearings that happened during the week of January 12 through 16, which I was denied my right to be able to have an appointment and actually show to have anything. I was denied by the treasurer that. I did go in at the last hour of the week, about quarter after four, and delivered my rebuttal to the desk, of which the treasurer closed the office, pulled both of the screen windows down, shoved my document back through the window three times, almost hit the floor. And I had to pick it up and take it over and put it on the clerk's desk because they called the sheriff and basically said I had to serve them that way. So they did keep that, but they're still pursuing me. So on the 27th of this month, 2 weeks from yesterday, they're going to basically attempt to foreclose my three properties under land grant. And I proved it out. I have my everything done. They simply refused to change the record. And as of Friday, yesterday, I called up and basically had to call the two townships that are involved to find out what the current taxes are owed are. And then had to call up for the county for the things that have been basically picked up by them from the township and put into debt collection. And I was merely just trying to get my totals, and I was completely yelled at by the deputy, would not respect that I couldn't write as fast as she was doing, ended up not giving me my total. So I can't even get a total for what I owe. They won't even give me that. They deny me that. And they basically say the only thing they'll do is basically talk to me in front of a judge. So I've basically, demanded to know what their sovereign delegation of authority is. They were surprised at the end of it when they finally figured out that it's God, our creator, and so on. So that was a bit of a shock to them. But they just basically think that, they are completely in the right here, and they're simply not. So, they've become very aggressive. They hung up on me. I had to call back. Then the treasurer hung up on me. So if you can't even get your total for what you owe, something's very wrong. I mean, at this point, I am absolutely ordering and commanding that the military come in and protect us, we the people. This is ridiculous. We have all the evidence to prove fraud over and over. And this is an order to our good military. Help us. Help we the people now. We cannot wait and keep going and basically, wait for everybody to wake up when the wake-up plan is at somebody else's pace. We need our people to engage now. It's called a government of, by, and for the people because we, the people, have to do this. It is not something that anybody else can do. And as you said so aptly, Robin, if we don't get in our boots fast and start to support each other and start to stand against these people who are basically taking every one of our rights away that we're absolutely owed, we have to stand together. And my neighbors won't even talk to me. Today is 948 days without water. Do you know my neighbors wouldn't even give me a hose to prime my irrigation well this summer because they're so afraid? This has got to stop, and I order the military to come to our aid now. Now. This is not fair. We're doing everything that we know how to do, and we need help. We need it now. This is unacceptable. There are criminals running loose, and they are being allowed to get away with it. Where is our military, and when are we going to get help? That's what I'd like to know right now. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to basically put that call out and say, this is enough. We need help, and this can't happen. And basically, we know as of February 27, that's when they basically foreclose every property on Michigan. They do it. My case, actually, I got the true claim against me, a copy of the true certified claim. My case has 239 properties in it at once that they're flushing. Does every
That's
judge have one of these
crazy.
on the 27th?
Wow.
So I'm asking everybody that's being foreclosed right now, please go immediately and get a certified copy of the true claim against you. That will have how many properties are attached to your case. And that will show that this is not coming uniquely for you. They are coming for our states, our homes, everything. And
What's it
so I'm
called?
asking
What?
the people
Wait,
to
what?
stand.
What, Kimberly? What's it called again? True claim what?
You want to get a certified copy of the true claim against you. This is the first claim that is filed against you. You can get every other document that's now on these things as well, but that initial one is the telling one. And as I said, I nearly fell off of my chair when I realized that there were 239 properties involved in my case number. So if every judge has this on the Friday the 27th at the end of the month, they basically have 3 days in commerce to close everything out and wait for us to acquiesce in that silence time. And then they roll everything to the new tax year as of March 1, and they can shift everything. I
That's
also have
crazy.
it that basically the townships are actually admitting at this point they're made whole for the debt. They got paid for the debt they transferred up to the county. That's not on their books anymore. That's why you can't go back and pay them. It's because they actually have been made whole and somebody else bought the debt, which means you owe nothing at that point as far as law goes. So it's very egregious what's going on here. And
Yeah,
the bigger fraud is that I bet if we looked in.
they have their own set of laws here. I'm finding that out.
Oh, they can write their own laws. I think it's actually written into their own stuff that they can just write stuff or make stuff happen to accommodate their criminality. So at this point, it's very ugly. It's absolutely unwarranted. And it really just is starting to show that they're hiding something so badly. They won't even give you your totals to try and help you to like save your home.
Yeah.
There's and something is going on.
Yeah,
So again,
there's a
military, you are needed now.
Thank you, Kimberly. We appreciate that. There is a lot of stuff going on here in Michigan, especially with the governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state. They are all three being investigated for, I do believe, something to do with childcare and then all the elderly people that died during COVID. So a lot of stuff going on. And I just
Folks.
recently, and I don't normally buy the newspaper, but I did see that Whitmer is passing a law that the kids are not allowed to have cell phones in school anymore. They're outlawing it. Isn't that interesting?
Well, she has no right to do anything with regard to our children. It's the mothers and the fathers that have every right. That is their job, responsibility, and it is absolutely their right to decide how their children are raised, are their sons and daughters are raised. This is not something that's the point of government to be doing,
Yeah,
and
but
it's all their
the parents
business.
have to the parents have to go in and stand up. They can't just sit back and go, well, why?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
They
all right.
need to know they have more rights than they do. Yeah, they do. So thank you for letting me share that. And military, please, we need you. This is foreclosure month. for all of the people on our state, and I'm pretty sure across the country, please step up. Please stop this. No one should lose their home ever, ever.
Ever. I
So,
agree.
thank you.
There must be some big bonds getting ready to be paid out.
Oh, there's going to be a huge money shift that goes on here with what they do at the end of the February month with foreclosures and forfeitures and things. It's just so criminal.
Yeah.
So
All
I
right. Well, thank you
please
so
pray for
much for
everybody that's in
sharing.
the place.
Yeah, thank you
Yeah,
so
and I
much,
just
Emily.
if we could just ask, for everybody that's in this place that is facing losing their homes, Robin, it's terrifying. You can't think about everything else. It consumes you. The idea that anyone would have the power to threaten and intimidate you for as many months as they do, with you looming to potentially face your lose your whole life. These
Yeah,
people, we
but
need
here's the
to
thing,
start for you.
Kimberly. Here's the thing. We can't live in fear, okay? The fear's got to go away. I understand, believe me, because I've dropped down to that level, but I pull myself back up because you have to realize
Yeah.
that we create our realities and how we
Sure.
navigate through the situations, and fear is not one of them. That's where we need to put that little word away somewhere. For me, that's just my
Yes.
perception. I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm
No,
really.
I was just offering that for when we get in those weak points when others around us are helping to raise us up, it helps us to clear those fields easier and
Yes.
just helps us with the body of love of energy that can basically raise us up when there's weakness happening. So that's all I was asking is for those that can offer that kind of love, and energetic and support for those that are facing these things, that there is a fear body. I wish there wasn't. I commanded away for all of us, but there is a pervasive feel that you have to keep fighting that one back down. So anyone that wants to offer love and support in that, it's always appreciated. So thank you guys so much. Love you. Thank you, BBS. And we'll look forward to hearing more of your show. Thank you. I yield.
All
Thank you,
right.
Kimberly.
Thank you, Kimberly. Shane, anything you want to say?
No, she created, she sent some good stuff out.
Yep, she's putting the quantum field out there, isn't she? Bam! I love it. Okay, so I want to share with everybody my experience in my 341. So I'm already getting ready to go in front of the trustee of the bankruptcy court. Got all my documents in front of me, got all my responses ready to go. Confident, feeling good about, got everything done. And then they were like a half hour late, but we finally got, and this was a Zoom, it was on Zoom. And the trustee came on and she started asking me some questions and wanted to know if how I was doing it, if I found an attorney yet. And I said, no, I haven't found an attorney. I'm not really looking for one. And she said, well, it's really probably going to be to your best interest to seek out an attorney, because most likely going pro se is not going to be a win-win situation for you. They don't normally go well. And so when she was through talking, she said, we're going to adjourn this again for another month. And so the next one will be March the 9th. And as I was speaking to her, I said, so you're basically telling me that if I don't get an attorney, I'm pretty much like not going to make it through to the confirmation. And she goes, yeah, they haven't been very successful. Pro se has not been very successful. And so I couldn't understand, why are these people pushing so hard for me to get an attorney? And so after I asked that question, she turned the camera back on and then she had me state my name. And then she quoted the date of the new 341 meeting. And that was the end of it. And I was kind of bummed because I had all my stuff ready. Everything was done. She didn't ask me anything about any of the stuff that I submitted, which I was like, okay, all that work and she's not interested in what I did. So asked them to send me an updated case status report, okay? Because the last one that they sent me got everything done, everything was turned in. And it was really funny because they sent me the case status report prior to the 341 meeting, probably about, I think maybe it was on a Thursday and the meeting was on Monday. So I had the weekend, no, it was on Tuesday, and I had the weekend to pull everything together. I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get all this stuff? So it was a last minute thing, but I pulled it off. I got most everything. The only thing that I haven't completed yet is my 2024 taxes. All right. So those are in the process of being worked on. And I got the new case status report. And they are asking me once again for my recorded mortgage, my pay stubs, also my bank statements, my recorded deed. And I have actually sent all those in. So I was really confused to see that again. So I guess I got to send them again. I don't know what happened there. And then they wanted the payroll order. So I didn't know what the payroll order was. And so I looked it up, and it turns out payroll order is where your employer pays them directly. All right. And I'm like, well, I don't want that. I mean, I've been paying them on time since the beginning of this, and I always pay early. My car payments are on time. I never have a problem making my payments. So I sent a formal email to them requesting that I continue doing the payments myself and not the payroll order. All right. Because that really does not get confirmed anyway until you're in front of the judge. And if they most likely see that you're making the payments, there's no reason why you should have a payroll order unless you have a history of not making your payments, which I've never had that issue. So anyway, what we found out later is I reached out to I got I, from BK, the guy I talked about earlier. He recommended me to a lawyer that's not in the good old boys club, but he only deals with deeds. So I called him up, or I researched him, and up comes his name, and it looks like he got arrested for domestic violence and taking a belt and whipping his girlfriend. And he was running for judge, go figure, right? Just so you guys know, he didn't get elected. So I went, okay, I don't know about this. So I called him up and everything, and I talked to him, and he said, I don't really deal in the bankruptcy. So he referred me to another lawyer. So I made an appointment with this lawyer who is with the bankruptcy court. Okay. And he started asking me questions, and he said, so how have you done this all by yourself? And he goes, it's really unusual for anyone to do. And I'm kind of like, why is he asking me questions? I find that hard to believe that nobody has done this on their own. So I told him, I said, it's really easy. You go to the bankruptcy court and you go onto their website, and all the documents are right there. They have a list, a checklist of the things you have to do, and you just do them. So what they basically want me to do is to pay a lawyer to do what I've already done, because he's a lawyer and then he gets paid. But the real truth of the matter is that I'm looking on here on the case status report, and the reason why they're looking to get the attorney on there, and I realize this, that it's the power of attorney, so they can have control over my estate per se. Now everybody says that's a conspiracy theory, but is it? So that being said, I told the lawyer, I said to him, I'll get back to you. I didn't feel good about it because he was kind of wanting to know how I did this. And I truly feel that he was trying to get me to say, was anybody helping you? Because if they find out that you're paying somebody to do this work for you, which I am not. I've actually done most of the work in regard to gathering the information and the paperwork. It's been, when I first started this, I did have a friend help me, and you can do that legally. It's okay to have a family member or a friend to sit down with you while you're doing the paperwork. So that's not against the law at all. So I looked that up. Now, when I was talking with the bankruptcy court, this is what I'm feeling with them. I'm feeling that this is their goal. They want me to get an attorney, because they are part of this whole situation in regard to the power of attorney. And I won't get into that because that's more information that I just can't share at this time. But I am and I should say belief, and I don't want to feel this way, because before I went in there, I was feeling really confident about these people are here to help me. I'm so lucky that I got somebody in the federal court that's here to help me, when in actual reality, they're not. They're all connected and they're all working together. So that being said, I received another letter today from we had, no, we received another objection from the attorneys of the creditor. With all this case law, and we're working on getting that back to him. And then I went to the mailbox today. I knew there was going to be another letter. I just knew it. I felt it. And I already knew, because There was a what is it called? A stop of the automatic stay request by the attorneys. And so I did a re little research on that. And so what the automatic release of the automatic stay in bankruptcy, it can be lifted while your case is still open, is what I found out. Now, the automatic stay is an immediate protection that stops most creditor actions, such as foreclosures, repossession, lawsuits, wage garnishment, and collection calls, etc. But as soon as you file Chapter 7 or 13, however, it is not a permanent and it is not absolute. Now, how the automatic stay can be lifted? A creditor who wants to resume collection may file a motion for relief from the automatic stay, which came through the mail today for me. So these lawyers that are representing this creditor, and it's a big one. And yeah, it's really interesting why they're pushing so hard to stop this bankruptcy. What's going on here? And Kimberly, when you shared your information about the foreclosure, something big is going on here in Michigan. And if there's anybody out there listening, we need some people here investigating. So also called it, okay, the automatic lift of the stay with the bankruptcy court. It goes on to say you, the debtor, will receive notice and have the opportunity to oppose it at the hearing, which is, I do believe, the confirmation hearing, which I have not made it to because they have postponed my 341. This is the second time. The court is required by law to grant relief in certain situations under 11 U.S.C. 362. Now, I haven't looked that up, but it says for cause, the most common reason. This includes lack of adequate protection of the creditor's interest in the property. For example, you are not making payments on a car or a house, the collateral is depreciating, or you are not maintaining insurance. Now, I am maintaining the insurance on it myself because I got a letter from the insurance company saying that it was about to expire. So the service center or the servicing person in that is servicing the loan for the creditor, they include the insurance in the payment, but obviously it wasn't getting paid. So I picked it up and I'm paying it personally. Now the payments that I've been paying to the bankruptcy court have been on time, they've been early, and they will continue to be on early because that's not a problem for me. I'm trying to reorganize and to keep this property. And in the process of doing that, we found out and stumbled across some other things, which I will not share on the radio at this point. So the other reason is no equity not needed for reorganization. So also bad faith filing, landlord eviction proceedings, and I think we have a caller on the line, so I'll take a break here and bring Kenna on. Kenna from Oklahoma, line one.
Robin, hi Shane.
Hello.
I you're doing such a good job. I just wanted to call and kind of share something in regards to the last caller. From personal experiences that I've had traveling around, and I lived in a camper for quite a while, like full timing. And we didn't know if we were going to be able to even get a house, and we rented, a lot. And I guess that might sound kind of hokey, but something that always got me through when we didn't have a place to go for sure was that, all of the planet, all of Earth is our home. So I never felt homeless. I just felt like my home was maybe didn't have all the comforts that I needed all the time, but it always just helped me feel less afraid.
That's beautiful. You are absolutely right. I love that.
Yeah, because I know you're going through, and especially the news that she gave about so many people facing the same thing in your state. I just really hope that maybe people and find some peace, and you don't have to be homeless. It's just a different perspective on where do you belong and do you have what you need?
You are absolutely right. And at the end of this journey, however it may turn out for me, I know that in my heart. And wherever I end up, and I'm not going to put it, I'm not going to say the words because then I'll create it. But whatever the future has, which I don't really look at that right now, I'm in the here and now. But you are right. Whatever happens is meant to be for you to follow a new path. And whether it's staying here or, moving somewhere else, whatever it may be, it will come my way and I'll cross that path when I get to it, just as Kimberly will. Things happen for a reason. And you're right. We are never homeless. There's always a place here on earth, for sure.
I
Well,
agree
thank you
with.
so much for letting me share that.
No, I thank you, Kenna, for sailing. I agree 100%. Sometimes we go through things in this reality that we create, and we don't realize we're creating it because we don't really prefer it, and it doesn't logically make sense to us why we're going through it. But on this journey, we create something called trust in the process, trust in source, because after we experience so many times of Source God stepping in and pulling us through an experience to unlock more knowing that's already within us, because right, we already have all the knowing of the universe and everything within us. It's just we're going through these experiences to unlock the knowing of who and what we truly are here in this reality and dimension. So that's perfect. That's right. Sometimes things that we go through in the moment logically do not make sense to us anymore. Sometimes we increase our frequency, and sometimes the universe starts pushing things out that no longer serve us. And you said it just perfectly, Kenna. Changing your perspective unlocks a knowing, unlocks more light, unlocks more. It removes an implant, if you really think about it from a mental standpoint, because really all of these implants that we have within us are mentally that control our reality. So once we can change our perspective and remove a belief system that was created by this system, the third dimensional reality that keeps us handcuffed in the system, right? Because that's why it was created. It's created to cause that fear. It's created to cause that panic. And sometimes us fighting in this third dimensional reality, because they operate from a third dimensional reality. They operate from a lower frequency. They don't get to experience the things that everyone else on this journey gets to experience from a higher frequency. So they know the only way to keep us there is to keep us fighting for it. And if you enjoy fighting, that's the experience that you choose. But in one way, or I mean it in Robin's case and everyone's case of fighting from this homestead. And even Q said it so many times, and I'm gonna say it again. He purposely put his house into bankruptcy seven different times to prove if he changed his perspective on the way and the approach that he used to get it out of bankruptcy from his heart, it happened every single time. It was very successful. And I'm gonna say it again. From the heart, he
Yes.
changed his perspective on how it happened. So if you go into it into a mindset of they're after us, they're taking everything from us, they're winning. Right then, they got you where they want you. It's not about the dollar. It's not about the money. It's not about taking your property. It's all about keeping you anchored into this lower dimensional reality and you not understanding who and what you are. That is the war that's going on right now. And it's up to us to sometimes let those things go that keep us anchored in the here and now. I mean, with fighting, sometimes we have to ask ourselves, fighting for our property, and Robin, this is no
Hold on,
jab at
hold
you.
on, hold on. The word fighting, I would change that to defending, not fighting,
Okay.
defending.
Okay. Defending. Okay. So sometimes when we're going through this process and we're doing these things, and we get into a defensive mindset, Are we doing that from the heart, or are we doing that from ego and from pride because we can't lose?
No, for me, it's not ego. It's for me, I'm hanging on to what I love and I'm defending it, okay? And this when Bob said what he said about, were you happy when you got the, yeah, I was ecstatic. It was the most amazing accomplishment. But I do believe that I've been going down this journey because I'm uncovering a lot of things that need to be brought out, okay? And maybe that's why this is happening. I don't know. I'm not looking into the future. I don't look at the past. I just take one moment at a time, and where it takes me is the next move. But in the process, I am becoming more knowledgeable of how the system works. And
Right.
when you learn how it works, then you can navigate peacefully through the heart because you know you have the knowledge, the knowing. And Q always said to learn how to defend from the heart.
From the heart. That's right. So if you can actually do that, that's kudos to you. If that's something that you enjoy, kudos. And I'm not here to tell anybody what to do and how to do it. I'm not here to tell anyone to let their property go. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just
Right.
trying to show people. I think the first thing you need to do before you start understanding this reality and maintaining a higher frequency in a peaceful place, and not allowing the lower dimensional system to create that fear, because it can create fear. It can
It
create
can.
fear with anybody. It's so easy for us to go back there. But once you can recognize what's going on and how it controls your reality, then you can start to navigate from a higher dimension of the lower reality and stay in the moment. You start understanding how important it is to stay in the moment. I had a conversation with my friend yesterday, and we were talking about this, and this we were talking about something in a different way, in a different manner. He's a businessman and he loves to plan and forecast things out. And he understands creating reality and manifestation. And he says, I plan this, and then I execute this, and I plan it, and I execute it, and I plan it and execute it. Well, I, for example, and he says staying in the moment is key, but yet he's planning the future. So what I do is what this is just what works for me. That can work for him. And I'm not saying his way is wrong, but what I do is I get the feeling and I feel the experience is complete and I know where I'm going, right? And this has actually happened to you, Robin, already. And I believe that you're aware of it. Certain people entered your life at a certain time on this journey to help you through this process because you didn't have a clue where to go, where to start. And you can now look back and see how people kind of just showed up to help you through this journey. So, and that is the real experience that you're learning. That's growing faith in the process. And through those experience helps us keep a peaceful mindset. Because how many times in life, and I'm not going to put your age out there, Robin, have you can look back now and say, God stepped in and helped me during this moment that I thought it was impossible to make it through. And maybe Kenna can reflect on this, and maybe people listening. I mean, but look at you, where you're at now. Look at where you're at right now, and you're
Sometimes
okay.
we have to go through the hard stuff to get
Right.
to the end of the experience, okay? And that's what brings us into our evolution of evolving into the spirits that we are, and believing, and not believing, but knowing that you are the quantum field, and whatever energy you put out there is what comes back to you.
Right. Exactly. Now hold that thought for 1 second, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here. How many trips have you taken where you've really felt really connected to another area?
Well, I did like Oklahoma. Actually, I did like Colorado.
Hmm.
But I'm more in love with Costa Rica. I love
Right.
the ocean. And
So from you,
I do love
so
Florida too.
from so from your heart, you felt that. You felt that area. You're like, oh, I so connected here. When I was driving through, I think it was West Virginia, I was driving through the mountains. I was on one of my trips, and I went through West Virginia and went through a mountain. And I was like, oh my gosh, something in this area is really pulling me here. I don't know what the magnitude is. I didn't even get out of the car. Like I was just driving through it. And I felt a strong energetic pull to that area. So I can understand what you're saying. But my point with saying is when you felt heartfelt at another place.
But that's how I feel here, Shane. This is my
That's where I was getting to. So my
okay.
question is, do you feel more connected to where you're at now, more than you do somewhere you visited and you really loved it? Because that could be the way the universe is pulling you there, and we feel that we need to fight for this here.
Yeah, you are right. It could be, but right now my heart is here at this little tiny
And I'm
little
not trying
home.
to put you on the spot at all. I'm not trying to put anybody on the
No, you're
spot,
fine. You're
but
fine. This is my homestead. This is what I created, and I'm learning how to defend it. And do I always know everything? I don't. But as I go, I'm learning. And you just got to stay in the heart center and know that when things get a little bit, like this attorney sending the letter that they want to take away the automatic stay, and the stays they can last anywhere between 3 and 5 years. Years in regard to a plan, but in most cases, the lenders frequently file motions if you fall behind on your mortgage or your car payments, which is not the case here. So why are they trying to lift that? What is going on that this little tiny place, they want it so bad? I don't get it. There's something going on here.
The fact they got you thinking about that, they at that point they abducted your reality.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
I'm uncovering something big here. That's what I feel. I feel there's something going on here. But we got a few minutes left, and I also want to talk about one more thing before we get to the end of the show. And thank you, Shane, and thank you.
I love you. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot
I
because you know
know
how much I
that.
care
I
about
know
you.
that. No worries.
My job is to just kind of show people how,
Oh,
become
you're.
aware of how the abduction works.
Yeah, you're absolutely fine. I love it. Thank you. I also did find out something else that's going on here in Western Michigan. It is called the Northern Biomedic Research Center here in Muskegon. And I've lived here a long, long time, and I had no idea this was happening. It is two locations where they are taking animals, dogs, pigs, human primates, which is monkeys. And rodents, and they are experimenting on them, and they are injecting vaccines. And this has been going on for 10 years. I had no idea. And the city of Muskegon approved the move with expectations of 70 existing jobs, future growth, and here's the big one, significant tax revenue. So, what is the difference between experimenting on animals versus people? There is no difference. We all have souls, so do the animals. And when I heard that, I was like, how is this happening? And we're paying for it with the taxes. Animals, this is what's happening. So I want to, if anybody's out there listening that knows about animal rights, the name of the place is Northern Biomedical Research, NBR in Muskegon. We need to shut that place down. That's all I got to say. And on that note, where are we at on, not that I care.
I think we got about 2 minutes. I think we have about 2 minutes.
Two minutes. Okay.
Did we say bye to Kenya? Did we
Yes,
say
I
goodbye to
did.
her?
I did.
Okay.
I did. We were going to kind of jump into the quantum field and talk about when you're doing things like this, how to stay and bring yourself back into the center in the moment. And when you're going through stuff like the fear of money, bills, debt, you put your hand on your chest or however it may be, go into your quiet time and you bring yourself back to center, which is your home, which is your homecoming. And for me, this is another reason why this homestead I have here means so much to me, because this is my temple. This is where I have evolved into my beautiful spiritual self that I am today. And it's been a 5-year-long journey, but it's been amazing. And does it get rough at times? Yeah, but I've been through rough times my entire life, and I really shouldn't say rough. They're just little bumps in the road. So you just ask yourself, am I aligned with my good frequency? And pull yourself back, get into your center, and know and feel what the feeling is that you're having. and let it go. Where is it coming from? Is it coming from the mind or is it coming from the heart? Right, Shane?
That's right. That's all it's about.
So the thing is to pull yourself back to center, let it go, and get back to your happy place. And my happy place is here, and I'm not going to stop defending it. And whatever the journey, wherever it brings me, is where I will go. And that is how I roll with the flow. And on
I
that
love it.
note, yeah. And on that note, Shane, thank you so much again for joining again with the PRQ Homestead Expanded, beloved BBS Radio, for caring. These pure heart-centered frequencies across the airwaves. We totally appreciate you. To our cherished listeners and subscribers, we pour our deepest love and gratitude into the quantum field for each of you. I'm Robin, and Shane is here, and we're signing off. And until next time, breathe gently into your heart, feel those sacred vibes, ripple outward, and keep on co-creating in the quantum field of your infinite grace. We love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, BBS Radio, and thank you, listeners.